Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode. We're going to do like a little mature womanhood part two with some requested topics from you guys that I saw some people request in my Instagram DMs. So some people were talking about wearing makeup, growing out armpit hair, and just hair in general, daily habits, grounding rituals, and day-to-day practices, and just kind of that kind of stuff, you know, clothes, hair, body hair, makeup, rituals, all that kind of thing. So let's just get into it. I also want to say my collab with Zahav Jewelry in New York is still going on. And first off, to be a mature woman, you got to drape yourself in gold. No, I'm just kidding. You don't actually have to do that, of course. But honestly, in my perspective, it really has shifted the way that I show up with myself. So I bought from Zahav a few months back, and then I told them I was an influencer and was like, oh, you know, would you guys want to collab? Because they're really, obviously, I purchased them from them, so they're aligned with my values. They use all recycled gold. They're a small family-run business in New York, and I was looking to upgrade my belly button piercing. And, you know, let's just get into it with, you know, mature womanhood and stuff. I felt like I want the best for myself. Like, I am the best, so the best of the best needs the best of the best. And for, especially for my piercings, I don't want anything that's not pure gold going into my body or in my piercings. Like, I want to show myself that level of, you know, honor by wearing gold, but I don't at the same time want to be unethical with it. You know the vibe. So I always buy from companies that use recycled gold. So it's secondhand gold, and then they use it again and mold it into these new shapes and forms and stuff. They're basically like upcycling. And that to me is like aligned with my values. So yeah, you can use my code VIC30, and I'll just put the information in the podcast little bio part. But yeah, let's just really get into today's episode. So let's start with armpit hair. So it's so crazy because like a year ago, if someone had asked me if I would ever let my armpit hair grow out, I would have been like, no, I would not do that. And literally a year ago me, which was last, you know, August, I would have said absolutely not. I constantly shaved my armpits. So I always had like these red razor bumps on underneath my armpits because I was always shaving them. Like, I shaved every day. I'm very hairy. I'm Latina, so I'm very fucking hairy. And my underarms, I would just grow so much hair. Like, I have so much hair. I'm always, you know, I got that little like TikTok thing, the little like shaver thing for like my little mustache area. And guys, I'm just like so hairy, right? So I was always really insecure about how hairy I was when I was growing up. And I also was always insecure, not to be TMI, but the fact that like my armpits smelled. Like, I always like, when I started going through puberty, like my armpits literally would just like smell so bad, and I would be so insecure in school, and I didn't want to like raise my hand in class. Like, that's when I went to a co-ed school, because for high school I went to an all-girls school, and then I didn't really care as much, but I used like the male deodorant and like nothing worked, and I was just always really insecure about that. And I also had just not even considered that I didn't have to shave my armpits so religiously. And what happened, I think, was shaving my armpits every single day made them literally smell, because I was constantly taking away the natural hair, the natural follicles in that area, right? And honestly, I don't want to just say it was because of my relationship, but the truth is that it was. I got into my relationship with Jeremiah around a year ago, so in last September, and I started to just transform these little things of myself as a woman. I started feeling like, wait, feeling so accepted and loved and safe with someone else really permeates your entire being, and really you will change as a woman. You go as far as you can on your own, and that's what I always say. Like, you absolutely have to be honest with yourself. Like, have I done all of the healing and all of the inner work that I could do on my own? And when you can no longer go on your own and you've fallen in love with your solitude, but now you need your mirror, then your mirror will come to you. But you have to go to the depths of your own inner work and your own solitude and your own healing to get to a point where you're like, okay, now I need my mirror, my life partner who's going to come and go further with me, because I could not go further on my own. And so when I met him, one of the things that started to shift was, well, really a lot of things about me, like physically, which was interesting. Like, I really came into my style as a woman. I came into my dressing, the way that I like to present myself, my aesthetic, my jewelry, like all of these things started to change. I started to become just much more mature in my look and my aesthetic and that kind of thing. But with hair, I just felt so safe and comfortable and free, and I didn't feel like I had to perform. And I didn't even realize how deeply this idea of performance goes and this feeling of insecurity goes as women, of feeling, oh my God, I have to shave my underarms all the time. Oh my God, my vagina always has to be shaved. Oh my God, like this and that and the other. And when I got into a relationship with Jeremiah, I just started feeling like, dang, like, he loves me in my wildness. He loves me raw and authentic and real. And I don't need to shave my underarms every single day. And I remember I just tried it out, and I was like so uncomfortable with not shaving my underarms for a week. But I was like, let me just try it out. And the first thing I noticed was my armpit, like, odor went down like completely. Like, I don't even know, I'm not like just walking around smelling all the time, but I don't wear deodorant because I don't have any smell anymore. Like, now that I let my armpit hair grow out like 2 weeks at a time and then I shave, I don't have any odor, like, at all. It's so crazy. Like, Jeremiah and I would be like talking about it because I just don't have any odor at all. And so I just, for me, it feels so good to feel like I don't have to perform even in these small, minute ways. And you don't even realize how far this performance as a woman goes until you're faced with someone who absolutely doesn't want your performance, right? Because even when we're dating, even if someone's like, oh, you know, they're not upholding your performance, they might like it and benefit from it or kind of be neutral about it or whatever. But then dating a man who actively wants you in your raw, authentic, wild, feminine form, it's really life-changing. And so, yeah, so with hair, I really, it's crazy. Like, I think of myself a year ago and I would shave every single day my armpits. I would shave my legs like every other day. And I do not do that anymore. I shave my armpits probably like every week and a half or 2 weeks. But for me, like, my armpit hair gets long in that like 2 weeks or that week and a half. And I'm totally comfortable with it. Like, I feel so comfortable and authentic in my most natural state. Like, that just feels really, really good for me. And I really love it. And I used to literally be like, oh, I'd never be one of those spiritual girls who like grows out her armpit hair. And I'm like, girl, don't never say never, because life will humble you. Like, life will literally humble you, because I thought I would never. I was like, no, I could, that's just not me. And I was like, it's not because I'm performing, it's not because of the patriarchy, I just could never do it. And then you realize, when you are faced with so much safety, you, the way that you will unfold and unravel and get wilder and wilder and more raw and more authentic is surprising. So for me, that was really surprising, but I love it, and it just feels really natural to me. I shave my legs maybe once every 2 weeks, and that just feels really good. And I also want to say, I've been seeing so many things online about femininity, and so much of it is is around physical things, right? Like you need to wear a pink bow in your hair. And that's just simply not what femininity is at all. And if you guys have been following me and you know my journey and you know my words and you know what I speak and what I say and what I stand on, you know what femininity is. But it needs to be said that femininity physically is nothing. You can't put a physical box on what femininity should look like. Femininity is raw and wild and untamed and soft and sweet and surrendering and fierce and primal. It's all of that at once. It's chaotic. It's, you know, it's everything. So in my opinion, femininity, as far as what you look like, all that I think matters, it's not even femininity. It's just when you start respecting yourself more and you start feeling safe and feeling authentic, it's really about mature womanhood, which is different from femininity. So femininity is very different from mature womanhood. Femininity is separate from womanhood as well. A lot of times they're interlinked, but they're not the same thing. So me talking about womanhood, which is me coming to mature womanhood, which is kind of me like finding my style and my aesthetic and, you know, all that kind of thing, is, in my opinion, not related as much to femininity. So my mature womanhood expression feels so good for me. And I remember I was talking about this in my other podcast just a couple years ago. I just didn't know what my authentic style was, and I didn't know what I wanted to dress like or what was me physically. And that has changed for me so much, and it feels so good. But if you guys want to know more about that, you can listen to my other podcast about mature womanhood and all of that. Okay, now I want to talk about makeup, because someone had requested me to make a little podcast about this, and I felt like I should just kind of morph them all into one. But with makeup, I have also stopped really using makeup at all. I have used this one thing that I'm obsessed with. I posted it on my Instagram story the other day, and it was this product from Saie. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's S-A-I-E, I'm pretty sure. And they have this like sun gel beauty glow thing, and I've never worn like a tinted moisturizer or a makeup product that actually feels like you're not wearing anything on your skin. Like it actually just feels like a part of your skincare routine. And for me, that's one of the reasons that I don't wear makeup as much anymore, is because I feel like I just don't feel good in it. I feel constricted. I feel tight. I just feel like very closed down, because I just feel like I have all of this stuff on my skin and I don't like how it feels. It makes me feel just constricted, and it just doesn't feel good for me. I feel it on my skin. I don't like it. It just doesn't feel right for me, honestly. And so what I've been doing is 99% of the time I don't wear makeup, and then that 1% of the time what I do is I use this primer from In Beauty. It's amazing. I freaking love this product so much. And then after it, I use the sun gel thing from Saie Beauty, and the two of them together in tandem are just everything. And then if I'm feeling really feisty that day, I'll put on the Ilia makeup, what is it called, mascara. So I'll put on those three products. They're all vegan and cruelty-free and clean. And so those are the three products that I'll wear if I'm going to wear makeup. But I really don't wear makeup anymore. But what I do is I put in effort every day to my appearance. And that feels for me just like being a mature woman. It feels like really good. It feels presentable. It just feels like I respect myself and I respect my time, and it makes me feel put together for the day. And that's been really like exciting to me, because before I never really had like an authentic style, or I would just kind of get up and wear like leggings every day, and I usually change into them around like 4 p.m. But I do get up and I do my skincare, and I usually don't wear makeup, but I just, you know, do my skincare and put my hair into whatever little braids or bun or, you know, any style that I want, and I put effort into how I'm presenting myself that day, and it makes me feel really just good. I just feel more powerful. I feel more put together. I feel beautiful. I feel just radiant. I feel full. So for me, that feels really good, just putting on an outfit that I really like. And this has just been like, the last year has just transformed as far as like my style and my outfits. And like I was saying, you can listen to my other podcasts about that, but I put on an outfit that I really like, and I put effort into how I look, and it just feels really good for me. But I don't wear makeup. It doesn't need to look one certain way. And every woman is going to have her own authentic style and her own way that makes her feel good. And maybe that is wearing a bunch of makeup for you, or maybe that is wearing, you know, whatever the hell you want to wear. It's your own authentic expression, and that's beautiful. And so I think the key is just finding what your own authentic expression is outside of, you know, trying to fit in, or outside of just not caring, you know, like really caring and seeing like what makes me feel really good. And I did this thing with my closet where I got rid of anything that wasn't a full body yes. If it didn't make me feel really fucking good when I wore it, I got rid of it. I sold it on Depop, or I gave it to friends or whatever. If it wasn't a full body yes, it was a no. And that was really good for me with my closet, because I started to really come into what really makes me feel good and empowered. Like, I only have one life on this earth, and I want to feel really good and empowered and presentable and full and beautiful every day. And I want to be in my expression. I want to know what my little niche is, and I want to be in that. And so that has felt really good for me. But yeah, I stopped wearing makeup as much. I never really did. I felt like I had to for like Instagram posts. And so that's the thing too. I never really wore makeup before. I was never a makeup girl. I never wore makeup regularly. I just never was into that. Even as a kid, I couldn't really get it together. Like, I never like looked on YouTube, and the truth is, I never became good at it too, because I didn't care about it, and because I didn't value it, and because it just wasn't authentic to me, I never became good at it. And so then as an adult, I felt like I had to wear makeup to be presentable, or I had to wear makeup to be accepted online, especially as an influencer. When I was making my way into being an influencer, I talked about this in my podcast about bikini pictures empowering. I was talking about, you know, things that I felt I had to do to be heard and seen as an influencer. And one of the things that I felt I had to do was wear makeup. I felt like if I didn't wear makeup on my pictures or in my posts or on my TikToks, I wouldn't be listened to. I wouldn't be taken seriously. And that has just shifted so much as I have come into my authentic expression. I see how much more radiant I am when I'm not wearing makeup, because that's authentic to me. And my followers and my girls that follow me, they want to see me in my authentic expression. And also, when you're no longer forcing it, like, it doesn't look like a vibe when you're forcing it. Like, people want people that are in their authenticity. They want to see your authentic expression. They want to hear my authentic voice. People want to see me, like my life, who I am. They want to see my authentic expression. You don't need to be a carbon copy of the girl next to you. And I felt like I was trying to copy other influencers, and it didn't come naturally to me. And so people aren't going to gravitate towards that. And people say too, with content creation and being an influencer, they'll say like, you know, don't try to do this and that and the other. What's really going to work is you being you. Like, do you have an authentic message? Are you being authentic? Like, people want authenticity. They want to see you. They want to know you. Like, if you have something to say, if you have something that other people can gain from what you're saying, you know, they want you in your authenticity. So the point is, I realize I don't need to be a carbon copy of another girl that's not my lane. Like, I needed to realize and own what my lane was. And for so long, I felt like there was something wrong, or I had to fix what wasn't authentic to me. And so owning what is authentic to me and glowing in that lane and like flooring that lane and being so full in that lane and showing up so fully in that lane has been so life-changing. So really learning, oh, okay, I don't really like to wear makeup. So what type of pictures am I going to be taking? What is, you know, what lighting looks good on me? What am I, you know, doing in this? Getting comfortable in what feels authentic to me. Like before, what was authentic to me was I didn't like wearing makeup, but I didn't know what to do with that. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just tried to cover that up and wear makeup all the time. And so finding, oh, you know, actually, if I, you know, I don't like wearing makeup. So what do I like? Oh, I really like skincare. I really like doing skincare. And so really like going into my skincare and starting to do facials all the time, which I've started doing facials every month. And, you know, really feeling confident and authentic in my photos with no makeup and just having my natural and me expression be what I give to the world feels really, really good. So hopefully you guys liked that little rant. I don't know. That was just like a little rant for me, but it felt really, really good. And also, I want to say skincare has also been something, I don't think I talked about this in my last podcast on mature womanhood, but skincare has been something in the last year that I've also really come into, like really taking care of my skin. Like, I never used to wear sunscreen, and now I, you know, wear sunscreen every day, and I have my skincare that I love, and I do my skincare routine every morning and night, and it just feels so good. And like, those are the things that I love, like doing my skincare and feeling really glowy and natural and full, authentically me. So that's why I don't wear makeup, and it's just not natural or authentic to me. But what does feel really good is this freaking sun glow from Say or Sai or however the hell you say that, Saie. That makeup brand, their sun glow literally feels like skincare, and it just feels so good on me, and it just makes me feel like I'm like glowing. It just gives like a little glow, a little sparkle to the skin after your sunscreen or your moisturizer. So that's felt really good. And just kind of even that, like, it's finding what feels authentic for me, being courageous enough to say, wait, this is what's authentic to me. So what feels good in this lane? Like, once you accept and you start embracing who you are naturally, like what you gravitate towards, what feels good to you, what comes easy to you, what feels natural to you, then you can start really building foundations in that lane. Like, you know, I'm just talking about skincare and makeup, but still, it's like, you know, once I accept that I don't like wearing makeup, then I can see, okay, well, what feels good with this? And okay, how do I take pictures? And what feels good with that? And, you know, what does my skincare routine look like? And what do I like? And actually, I like this one makeup product. Now that I'm no longer trying to be someone else, I can find what feels good for me. And so, yeah, so that's really huge. Like, I used to go to the store, go to Sephora and try to buy all these products that other girls were buying, like, you know, this very heavy foundation from Tarte, and I would get, you know, the really heavy makeup and try to be an Instagram baddie or beat my whole face, and that's just not me. So I never could find this, you know, skin tint glow gel thing that I love because I was not embracing what comes natural to me and who I really am. So in all areas of your life, once you start accepting and embracing who you really are naturally and what comes easy to you and what your lane is, from there you can build and really flourish in that lane. But when you're still trying to be the girl next to you or somebody else, and you're still turning your back on who you actually are, you won't actually be able to flourish in your own lane that comes natural and is God-given for you. Okay, so now I'm gonna talk about my daily habits, which was another Instagram request. Guys, send me requests for podcasts that you want to hear from me on Instagram. I write them down in my little podcast Google Docs and I take your suggestions very seriously. So tell me if there's anything you want to hear from me. I'm shortly going to make a podcast on cheating. I know that was a big one that people wanted to hear from me. So that's coming up, but you know, we're doing this one first. But now we're going to talk about some more aspects of mature womanhood, which is really about my day-to-day daily habits, grounding rituals, day-to-day practices, stuff like that. So first of all, what I do in the morning. Another thing, guys, with, you know, mature or, you know, embodied womanhood or whatever the hell we're talking about, mature womanhood, I've been taking vitamins every day. I was posting this on my Instagram story the other day because I just started like a week ago, but I feel like a new bitch. Like I literally feel like a new bitch. I've been taking vitamins every day and I make Jeremiah take them too. So he loves it. He pretends he doesn't like it, but he loves it when I make him take his vitamins. But I've been taking vitamins every day. So I take CMOS capsules from Vital Vegan, I think is the name. And then I've been taking B12 and then a B complex and then a women's vitamin from Ritual. And then I've been taking a probiotic little gummy that tastes really good. And all of these are vegan and you have to make sure that it says vegan on the bottle or else they use like some non-vegan stuff in it. And I've also been taking an omega-3. And so all of these are vegan. And so I was taking the omega-3 and I was taking all of these things and I just feel so good. And I feel so mature. I never used to take vitamins before. And I'm like, wait. So I read this book called All Women Are Healers by Diane Stein and I loved it. And it just went into so many aspects of womanhood and healing and there was so much information in this book. And I really loved the portion on Reiki and I loved the portion on vitamins. And so she inspired me to start taking vitamins and the change is night and day. I used to get really tired in the middle of the day. And so around like 2 p.m. or 1 p.m., I would just crash and I would just feel so tired and like exhausted. And I was just like, why do I feel like this? Like, and it wasn't just in my luteal phase. That's another part of mature womanhood is tracking your cycle. Guys, this feels so good for me, but let's focus on vitamins. So I would feel really tired during the day and just feel, I don't know, just not my best. I felt like I didn't have enough energy and whatever. And I started taking these vitamins and I'm like, wait, I feel so good. The change has been so quick. Like within 2 days, I was like, wow, I feel so different. So I'm never going to not be a vitamin girly ever again. Like I'm a full-fledged vitamin girly now forever. I love being a vitamin girly. I love it. So take your vitamins, guys. Those are the ones that I really like. And those ones have just been helping me so much. Like I feel so good. I feel like a new bitch. So yeah. But my daily routine, I'll just tell you my morning routine and my night routine. In the morning, I wake up and the first thing I do is I cuddle Jeremiah. And then after that, I get up and I come in my room we have two different rooms, but we like sleep in his room. But we just like to have our own little rooms. But I go into my bathroom and I wash my face and I brush my teeth. And then I come into my room and I read in the morning. So I read every morning, whatever book I'm reading. I also turn my phone off the night before and I don't turn it back on until I'm fully done with my entire morning routine. So if I go to sleep at like 10 p.m., it's off until the next morning when I turn on my phone. Once I'm fully done. So that also helps me not get that like hit or that distraction from my phone. And instead I can fully go through my whole practice without getting distracted. So I wake up, I go into the bathroom, I wash my face, I do my skincare routine, I put my hair into whatever little hairdo I want to do, usually just something quick so I can get to the rest of my routine. Then I do some sort of movement. So if it's going to be yoga, I do the yoga first. And then if it's going to be a run or like something that's more intense, I do my meditation first. So if it's the yoga, I'll do skincare, sorry, I do reading and then skincare and then yoga for like 10 minutes. I do like a 15 minute, 10 minute routine in the morning. I use a little video from my friend Karma. Her name is Karma Grimes, and I use her 10 minute warm up video, yoga video. So I do that and then I will meditate. I've talked about this before. I am a practitioner. I'm a student of the Self-Realization Fellowship started by Yogananda. And so I am doing the lessons currently. I'm currently a student in the lessons, and that's what they're called. They're just called the lessons, a little ominous. But I'm doing the lessons right now. And if you're interested in him or in the Self-Realization Fellowship, you can read the book, The Autobiography of a Yogi. That will really give you the introduction to it. And I read this about 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And a friend of mine was also in the Self-Realization Fellowship. So he kind of helped me get into it and learn about it. But I go and do my meditation as taught through the lessons. So I do it in a specific way that is for the students of the Self-Realization Fellowship and that are in the line of gurus. So I do my meditation, and then after my meditation, I pray, and then I'm fully ready to turn on my phone. If I'm going to do an exercise, which usually for me looks like a run, because I don't like doing hard workouts or anything like that, like hard weights or lifting or anything like that, there's nothing against it. Again, just embracing my authentic, what feels good for me. So for me, I just do my run or I do yoga. And so if I do a run, I'll get up, I'll read, I'll do my skincare, I will meditate and do my prayers, and then I will go on a run. Because for me, like the run gets me too active, and then I can't really meditate properly. So I'll do the yoga to, it stretches me and gets me ready to be seated for a little while. And then if not, I'll do the yoga, or I'll do the meditation first. And then my night routine is not as structured. It's not as exact as that. So my night routine, it really depends on what my day has looked like. I do try to meditate every night as well. I do think it's extremely important to meditate every morning and every night. And I try to meditate every night. I can definitely do better, and I want to meditate every single night. But I am working on that. But what we do every single night is me and Jeremiah pray together. So we don't pray together every day. We pray together every night, though. We don't do our morning meditations together. We don't meditate during the day or during the night together. But what we do is we pray every night together. And that's when we pray over our relationship, and we pray more as a union. And then at night also, I read. I try to read every night. And I also have this thing called the One Line a Day journal that I've been doing for 5 years. I'm in my fifth year, where you write about your day for 5 years. So it's structured like it has 365 pages. And then on each page, it's like 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. And then you write every day. So you just keep flipping. You finish the book and then you start it over. And so I see, for example, today is July 31st. I see July 31st of 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017. I see all of that. And so I'm in my last year right now, which is 2022. So I write every single night in my One Line a Day journal. And that just feels really good for me. I love that. I love journaling. And so, yeah, so I journal in my One Line a Day journal every night. And I do my prayers with Jeremiah, and then also I try to meditate. And then also on Saturdays, Jeremiah and I do meditate together in the mornings, but that's the only day that we meditate together. Also, guys, cycle tracking, or what's it called? I think it's called cycle tracking. Everybody, every person with a womb, whoever you are, if you have a womb, cycle track. Cycle tracking is everything. I am obsessed about knowing which phase of my cycle I'm in. So there's four cycles of your womb cycle or whatever. So you have the menstrual phase, which is usually the one that we know, you know, you're menstruating, you're having your period. After that, you're in your follicular phase. After that, you're in your ovulation phase. After that, you're in your luteal phase. And then you go into your menstruation, your menstrual phase again, and it starts over. And so knowing which phase of my cycle I'm in has been like so just everything. It just, again, it just feels like mature womanhood, guys. I just feel like a mature woman. I just feel that so much. But cycle tracking has been everything. Jeremiah like dreads my luteal phase now. He'll be like, oh my God, I hate the luteal phase. And he's just joking. He doesn't mind it, but it's so funny because I refuse to do anything. So on my luteal phase, I'll be like super tired. So he has to cook all of our meals and clean everything and rub my back and massage me every day. And he's like, oh my gosh, the luteal phase is coming again. So yeah, I get in like a little slump during my luteal phase. But it's been really good to know which part of my cycle I'm in so I can really plan my life around my cycle. And it also helps me understand myself better, like what phase I'm in, and it also helps connect me to my womb. And so I can make a whole podcast episode on this, but for me, what helped me in the beginning was I couldn't memorize what each cycle was and what each part of it meant. So what I did was I was like, I can't remember all four of these. This one does this, this one does that, this one is from this period to this period. But what I can do is I can know which phase I'm in right now. So what I did in the beginning when I was learning was I was just looking up, what phase am I in right now? And then in a few days, I would say, what phase am I in right now? And I would check. And so I would know, okay, right now I'm in my luteal phase. Okay, what does that mean? And I would look up what that means. And so that would help me. I'm not focusing on the other three. I'm just focusing on, what am I in right now? What does that mean? You know, what are the effects of that? How does that impact me? Whatever. And that's how I learned it. And then after I would go out of my luteal phase, I would be like, okay, I'm in my follicular phase. What does that mean? And so I just did it phase by phase for one cycle. And for one whole cycle, I just, every time I was in a new phase, I just researched, what does this mean? And I just put all my attention on that. And then I was able to know them all completely if I just focused on it piece by piece. So that's how I did it. And it's been so wonderful to know which phase of my cycle I'm in. And so, yeah, so I really, really love it. But yeah, I think I'm going to stop this episode here. I love you guys so much. I love doing these fun episodes that also partner up with my, you know, my more advice or intense and really like, you know, moving and wisdom packed episodes. It's fun to also just do like these fun episodes just about where I'm at and just, you know, just sharing my life with you guys. That feels really good for me too. So I like to also have that balance. It feels really good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for your suggestions. And yeah, you guys can follow me. Guys, everyone who's listening to this episode right now, subscribe to my YouTube. I want to become a YouTube girly. So I've already taken over podcasts. I've become a podcast girly. I've taken over TikTok. I'm a TikTok girly. I've taken over Instagram. I'm an Instagram girly. I would like to be a YouTube girly. That would feel really good for me. So I'm going to like floor that this year. And yeah. And even, oh guys, even with that, I had to learn, like I was trying to force. This goes back to what I was talking about with the makeup. I was trying to force being, I had to learn what comes authentic for me. For example, is my biggest following on TikTok, where I have almost 400,000 followers? Why? Because what's most authentic to me is speaking. That's what's most authentic to me. And I was trying to force it on Instagram with making these long captions and trying to get out everything I wanted to say in these captions. And I realized that's not authentic to me. I like to give my wisdom and speak and share and give my service by words, by me just speaking. So that's why my podcast is very successful. That's why my TikTok is very successful. And so that's why I also want to do YouTube. But with my Instagram, I had to see, well, what feels good for me there? And for with my Instagram, it feels good for me to just use it as like a visual diary and to share my, kind of like this episode. I feel like this episode is the equivalent of my Instagram. If you guys get what I mean, then you get it. Like you, if you get it, you get it. My Instagram is this episode. And then all of my other channels are like my last podcast episode, which was about marriage. That one is the epitome of all of my other channels, where I really give my wisdom and my deep service in that way and my truth. But my Instagram is more of like my, you know, my mature womanhood vibe, like just my expression of my day to day and just my visual diary, basically. And it feels so good. I love that too. But it really just feels good to be like, what is my lane? What feels authentic to me? What do I love? Like, what feels good? What comes natural? Like, see what comes natural. When I was trying to force it on Instagram, and I was trying to, you know, be an Instagram baddie, and then I was trying to, you know, give all of my wisdom through Instagram, and I couldn't do that. I meant to speak. I'm a speaker. I meant to give my wisdom and give my service verbally. And so when I learned, like, that's not my lane, and I actually floored my lane, then I could be authentic in all of my, in all of the way that I show up. So I'm so authentic on my podcast. It is me. I'm so authentic on my TikTok. It's me. I'm so authentic on my Instagram. It's me. I'm not forcing anything. I'm not trying to be anyone else. I'm me. I know what feels natural. I know what feels good. And I floor that and I flourish in it. Floor it and flourish in it. I love it. That's what I do. So that feels really good. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I will talk to you every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know the vibes. That's when my podcast drops every Saturday. And I love you guys so much. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.